I've been aware of the situation in Palestine and concerned about the abuse of human rights over many years, and have wondered what can we do and how this sort of oppression can be identified, highlighted and combated on a local level. And I mean, I think it's important to represent the views of a lot of people on the ground in our local areas.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been going on for some time, and the BDS campaign has been around since 2005. Why now?
Well, I think the BDS campaign is gaining resonance around the world. We've got an ongoing sister city relationship with Bethlehem, and the Greens New South Wales have also been involved in just passing a strong BDS support motion. And we're looking at ways to find a voice, I guess, in this situation to support the oppressed Palestinians.
Have you got the support of the Marrickville community?
We've got the support of sections of the Marrickville community. I mean, each individual councillor, 10 councillors voted for this motion, and each of those councillors have interactions within their different, you know, groups and areas within the Marrickville LGA. So they would have voted knowing that this sort of motion would be supported by the majority. We're a very multicultural area in Marrickville. We've got people from all over the world who are interested in the various politics of the world.
Marrickville Council is the first council to vote to support the BDS, and the motion states that the council will request support from the local, state and federal ministers. Do you think the council's likely to get this support?
Look, I'm not in a position really to say that. Certainly the Labor councillors on Marrickville Council were very supportive of the motion. Whether or not that can move onto state and federal agendas, onto the ALP state and federal agenda, I don't know. I think it'd be a very good question for Carmel Tebbit and Anthony Albanese, her husband.
Part of the BDS campaign is consumer boycott. Companies listed on many websites include Motorola, and L'Oreal. Will you be encouraging residents to boycott these companies?
I'm not sure that we will be encouraging residents to boycott specific companies. What I think we'll probably do is make residents aware or have information about the BDS or the motion in a press release.
And does the council have any links with Israeli companies that you're aware of at the moment?
Well, it's not just Israeli companies. It's any company that is working in Israel and supporting the Israeli government in their occupation of Palestine. So it's any multinational company. So we'll wait for the report back from council officers who will do a thorough investigation of, you know, various companies and organisations that we may have linkages with. I mean, there are some multinational companies that are working in council areas that are known to work in Israel and support, you know, obviously the Israeli occupation of Palestine. So, you know, the ramifications of that will become clearer when we get the report back.
Is the idea to cut ties at a council level with any companies that do operate in Israel or are supporting Israel?
Absolutely.
So Marrickville Council, as you said, is very multicultural, and the council supports multiculturalism. Do you think a move like this could lead to the opposite and promote segregation in the community?
Look, I don't think so. We're looking at a government, not individuals. There are many, many Israelis who are supportive of the Palestinian people, and there are many Israelis in Australia who are supportive of the Palestinian people. So this is really aimed at companies that work in Israel or that trade, Israeli companies that trade in Australia, whatever. It's really just a wake-up saying, listen, the rest of the world has had enough. This is a local level movement, and I think that it won't encourage anything but support.
Finally, what would you like to see happen now at other levels of government and by Australian citizens?
Look, I'd definitely like to see the state and federal government look at this. I think it's really unfortunate that our government has not come out and stood up for the Palestinians and the oppression of the Palestinians. This has been going on, as you say, for a long time. It's not getting any better, it's getting worse. More and more land is being taken, and you have a whole population that is basically living under a police state, in an apartheid state. So we have an endemic racism in this country, and it's really important for Australians to stand up. We do have lots of ties with Israel. We sell them weapons. We sell them a lot of weapons, military hardware, and we support, you know, the Americans feeding millions and millions of dollars weekly into the state of Israel.
And on a consumer level, do you think it's more about awareness? Do Australians need to make themselves more aware of what's happening over there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the press actually needs to present the situation more clearly and in a less biased manner. Australians are, by and large, still believe the sort of emotional rhetoric around the state of Israel. And I think it's really important to step back from that and say, look at all that is emotional rhetoric. And in fact, the situation on the ground down there for the Palestinians is appalling and shocking.